is the first day you got to show them why you were brought here, right? Mm-hmm. So what was that like for you? Was it more exciting, more nerve-wracking, more anxious?
It was more exciting than anything. It was a little bit of nerve-wracking also because, you know, first day of PAS, it's the first day of PAS. Every year is going to be a little nerve-wracking, but I was more excited than anything to get there and just do what I do on the football field.
How did you feel to be doing it?
I felt amazing out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you think you did?
I think I did pretty good today. I think I had some good things, some things I also need to work on. Just new playbook and new game plan, just get used to everything and the adjustments out there.
How do you view this spot? You know, that defensive tackle spot. That, you know, that's the only position that's really different on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Do you look at it and say, I can grab that spot?
Yeah, I feel like I can grab that spot because it's one of those spots you have to be physical in there every single play, and I'm that type of player to go in there and be physical. And you got to be out of yourself and into the team to play that position. Because defensive tackle, you make a lot of plays, but also you got to open up plays for other people. So you have to go in there and be aggressive and physical every single play.
Do you have a better idea of how you would team up now with Snacks now that you've been around him a little bit more? We probably asked you that question when you were drafted. now you've actually been around him a little bit. You know how that dynamic might work with the two of you.
Yeah, Snacks is one. I feel like he's the best defensive tackle nose guard in the NFL, and I got a lot to learn from him still. And I go out there every day with him, just keep learning the small things with him, and he's getting me better as a whole player. And the more and more I play beside him, the more and more I get comfortable playing there.
And what can the two of you do when you're together? I mean, that's two pretty good sized human beings.
Right? I feel like we'd be a great defensive front with us two up there.
You haven't got a ton of reps, though, with him, right? You've mostly with the twos?
I've been mostly with the twos. I got some one reps also. I got some reps with him today. And I'm just around the board and just getting reps with everybody. And, like Rob Thomas over there, you know. I get a lot of reps with him also.
What do you make of Robert Thomas and Bromley, you know, the guys that are all in that mix?
Great defensive tackles also and great defense. Playing beside them, they're vets, and they teach me a lot every single day, helping me critique myself and things I do. And I'm playing beside them as well as Snacks, helping me become better as a whole defensive player all around.
How was that dynamic? Because you got three guys who all want to have the same spot, mm-hmm. but you got to work together. How does that dynamic work?
It's just we all go out there and play, and you – the best player initially started at the end of training camp, and we all just go out there and try to get better each and every day. 1% better every day is what we try to work on.
Dalvin, is the term to be starting that important, given that the Giants will probably use rotation and everybody's probably going to get snaps once the 53-man roster is set?
I think just in football in general, no matter what level, everybody wants to start. It's just like just being a football player and being – so competitive, you want to start. I feel like we're going to have a great rotation in the defensive front, just like I did at Alabama. It's going to be a great rotation. We have great defensive tackles and great defensive ends, and it's going to be a rotation all the way across the board.
What do you think you need to do to win that starting job?
Just go out there and just make sure I can prove and show how aggressive I am, getting off of blocks, and just making plays in that defensive tackle position.
Has it been tough then to have so many, obviously, practices without pads where you really can't show that?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough because, yeah, without pads, you really can't show it, like you said, and it's just – now we got pads on, I have to make sure I can execute my chances when I go out there.
The next step, I guess, is next Friday night, right, against the Steelers,
mm-hmm.
when you get to face the opposing offensive line, right? I guess that's the next step in your progression?
I'd say the next step is tomorrow, because we have to take it one day at a time, and when that game comes, I'll be ready. And, just one day at a time, you have to get better each and every day before. You can't look too far ahead of the future.
Have you made any changes to your body since the draft?
It's pretty much I kept my body the same. Tried to lean out at a heavy weight and just stay lean and make sure I could run around like I always have at Bama and just stay healthy.
So what are you at weight-wise?
Right now I'm around 310, 311.